We're at the Washington Auto Show, and we're going from Itty Bitty Fiat to the largest in our Hyundai's new lineup, the new Genesis. What is this, the G80? Yeah. Wind noise, I apologize for that. Yeah, G80. Look at that. It's almost like I know what I'm doing here. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Challenger, Hellbody. Yeah. I called it a hell body. Yeah. Yeah. That's a hell body. Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, hello. How are you?
Good. How you doing? What are we doing here?
We're at the Washington Auto Press Rally.
Doing?
Car stuff.
Car stuff indeed.
Yeah. What was your impression of the first car we drove?
I drove the Fiat. I liked it. But I like small cars.
You do like small cars.
Listen, us tall folk, we want the small stuff. You spend a life trying to, you know, excuse me, mister, can you get that off the top shelf for me? You get used to, like, I just want to be the small guy who no one expects anything from. That's
you
all I want.
You're not any smaller in a small car, right?
Tired of your sass.
Are we going to Genesis it up? Or?
Yeah, let's get into Genesis. Yeah. Okay. Hello. Are you with the Genesis?
I am, Discovery.
Mm-hmm. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Mike.
Mike. Nice
Ike.
To meet you.
Ike or Dan or whatever. I answered a whole bunch of different things. So now we're out of the wind and in the Genesis. What are you doing over there? What's going on? I got heated seats. Look at this. And I can put the shade up here back and forth.
That's what
awesome.
I'm just getting stills.
Oh. Ooh, look at that. Want me to open that for you? Oh, it's got fancy. I love this Genesis.
Okay, so I'm going to start recording.
Oh, oop.
Wait.
Ow.
Which is this one?
That's the other one we had.
I'm not sure where we were gonna put that one.
You want me to put that on the back window?
No. Actually, you could record if you want to. Just hand holding, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it works.
Or we're probably good with just one as long as it's.
Yeah, let's get some other angles.
Oh, do we want to drain? We also have batteries we have to think about.
Yeah, I don't want to drain all the batteries here.
We only got 10 minutes or 20 minutes with these things. We might as well just.
Well. Okay, so here's what...
You're going to film this coming out?
Oh, I'm still recording.
You're still recording? Oh, God.
Audio stuff.
Record. Go ahead. GoPro record. Yes.
See, this is...
I'm going to start recording on this.
What do you think of that shot?
I don't like that shot, I'll be honest with you. But it's okay. Okay.
Which shot?
Yeah. That one. Yeah. All right, so hold on. I want you to get in the car when this is recording.
Oh, I didn't
know. Actually, Ike, why don't you get in, too?
All right. Ooh, that's how you're supposed to get in this car.
We should just pretend like he's the VIP and I'll get him in and out of the car.
Okay, well, let's do that, but I'll hold the dip.
Shouldn't I be getting on that side then? Isn't that where they normally drive?
Sure.
Isn't that where the fancy pants people typically go?
So when you're ready, don't let him in the back.
Let me hit pause.
Thanks.
All right, Will just drove the G80. Thoughts?
I mean, you were the passenger. What do you think as the driver? I felt like it was sort of effortless power, sort of like not quite Rolls Royce level, but it just sort of
I think if I ever
moved
hit
along.
Something and I know I need to get it out later, I just need somebody to drive this and I'll sit in the back seat. I will be fine in about 10 minutes.
Josh gets car sick in the back. That's what he's going at.
Podcasting beauty. So I guess you're riding in the front on the way back.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ride in the back and you can chauffeur.
It's easy to get in and out of in the back for sure, especially
I mean, it's a massive car, in a good way. It looked like that LS500 Lexus,
yeah,
which probably cost $30,000 more.
Mm-hmm. Favorite part of the car? Let's go. Actually, favorite part of the looks?
I like the wheels. I think that's it reminds me a little bit of like what Infiniti's doing with that kind of dark smoked. Mm-hmm. The bronze center cap is kind of interesting. It looks like you could almost kind of go whoop, and just take the whole wheel off with that. Obviously, you can't look at it.
The faux knockoff.
Yeah, but it kind of gives it a more of an upscale look, and the trim around the windows isn't bad. I think overall, let's go look at the front.
Yeah.
I've always thought this was an interesting sort of like we have this radar in the front, and we need to make it look a certain way. Is there?
Yeah. For those of you,
is this just a picture of everything that's behind it? Like it's a weird sort of.
Well, for those of you listening, there's the grill, and it's got the neat... I love the grill design. It's got, like, the Genesis wings, actually, in it. Yeah, which is...
Kind of cool.
Yeah, and then there's, like, this piece that goes over top to protect the radar, but it just continues the theme.
People can't see you on a podcast?
No, they can't. It's got the forward collision warning, which we used a couple times. I don't know.
All those podcasts I listen to, I thought they just had video problems.
That actually might be the issue with this podcast. Let's.
There are problems. Yeah.
This grill, or not this grill, this hood goes on for forever. Yeah, look at that thing.
Yeah, it's really large. The lights are pretty nice looking.
I've had beds smaller than this.
I think the issue, not issue necessarily, but like you saw it with a lot of the Japanese car companies when Lexus and Infiniti and Acura came out. It's a little derivative. I mean, it sort of looks like other cars.
Yeah.
There's nothing groundbreaking about the styling, but I like it. I'm warming up on this. This is, depending on the light, this thing around the grill is almost a little bronze colored, and depending on the light,
yeah,
it's...
No, they didn't take...
I'm starting to not like it again.
They didn't take any risk with it. But
no,
it's
pretty safe, yeah.
They did a good job without taking a risk on it. And I've been trying to pay attention because it's basically a Hyundai or a Kia. So what you really want to pay attention to is like gaps and like misalignments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like tell you how the build quality is.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything really outrageous, you know. And it's got nice little, you know, features.
Let me get more on the outside here because I didn't do anything.
You the other side door?
Yeah. Yep. Let's make sure it's unlocked first. Okay. Oh yeah, the rear is nice. It's got the heated seats. It's got all that fun stuff in it. If we're in your shot, let us know. I love it.
20 combined city highway. I mean, that's not amazing, but it's not a small vehicle. So
it's in the segment, 365 horsepower,
twin turbo. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not slow.
No,
we know it'll oversteer.
Yeah, we do. That was shocking.
I actually didn't even intend to do that. I just sort of gave it.
Okay, it's a little wet out here today, but. Yeah, that shouldn't have been enough to do that.
No.
It was in sport mode. I like that the trim is not that stupid silver everyone does too, where like it's a bright chrome.
I like sort of a matte darker color. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that same bronzy color, right?
Yeah, okay. This is a car designed to fit in while standing out, and I hate that expression, but it kind of is.
Well, I was gonna say it's sort of like elegantly blends in. It's sort of like if you walk by it, and there's one of these in my garage. Sometimes say, oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's white, very similar.
Yeah. Does it have the same? Because I'm wondering how that chrome or that like trim would look on other cars.
I don't know. I'll have to take a look.
Yeah. Again, it's a car you don't look twice at, but when, if you're a person who wants a luxury German car, I would buy one of these, or a luxury Japanese car, I'd buy one of these. So, you know, and it'd be, if you want to show up and you want to impress a chick, this is a good car for it.
Yeah, it's not too shouty. It's not too, like, I think you get in, or she would get in and be like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
What is this? And you say, oh, it's a Genesis. And she'll say, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's new.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing is you don't have to say, like, what do you, because I had this problem when I drove my Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you drive? I drive a Dodge. No. Like, they think minivan.
No, they definitely did a brand split around the right time.
Yeah.
I think I read an article saying how they needed to split this off, and I think it's the right move. So
was it an article that I wrote? Because I actually wrote something on that a while ago.
No, it was not. I think it was before even knew.
It wasn't full of typos? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, with the owner of the gray Hyundai, please come outside, your lights are on.
Exactly, you don't want that.
With this one, it's the owner of the gray, I don't know. What the hell is that?
We're not sure,
Steve, what
it is.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Genesis. Okay. The owner of the gray Genesis, and then people are like, oh, that sounds fancy.
I like how you assume there's a Steve in the valet pool. It's not. There's never a Steve.
It could be a Steve.
If you're a Steve and you run valet, please email me at untitledcarshow@gmail.com.
There we go.
Or on the Twitters or whatever.
On the Twitter, yeah.
The Tweeters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, since we're on that topic, they have 8,900 followers. I have 13,900, so I got 5 more.
I've been telling people 14. I've been lying.
Well,
We gotta bump that up.
I had 14, and then something happened. Yeah.
No.
I assume like they did like a bot purge.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I just like
maybe people just realized
I'm a dumbass. If you realize I'm a dumbass, follow me on Twitter at Untitled Car Show. Did they build these in Georgia? Where's this car built?
No, that's my note.
Yeah. Since we're waiting for Josh to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
Korea.
Korea? Yeah. Ulsan.
Ulsan, Korea.
Engine and transmission, also Korean.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why the...
They supplied 3% of the parts.
Sweet.
And then 87% came from Korea.
Korea, yeah.
We're missing
10.
We're missing some parts there.
10% miscellaneous. You know, it's like a hot dog. 10% other.
I was thinking I'd turn around and head back that way. I don't want to head towards the daycare.
All right, we just drove.
Some shots for social media?
Oh, yeah, I'm a social media. That's the thing we're supposed to do.
That thing.
So we just drove the Land Rover Discovery. And I just had a revelation of what the... There we go. I just had a revelation of what this car reminds me of.
What's that?
Pontiac Aztec. Look at that rear. Look at that rear quarter.
I was gonna say Saab 97X.
No, rear quarter. That is a Pontiac Aztec.
No.
Especially in this color.
This color's not very flattering. I'll give you that.
Look from the back door back. Aztec.
What was the Buick version? Maybe we'll give you that.
Enclave.
No.
What was it, Buick?
That was a Buick version. It wasn't the Enclave.
I don't know what it was.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It was a little less ugly.
I don't like Discoveries. And this reinforced. I was getting car sick back there, man.
Why were you getting car sick back there?
I don't get car sick. I don't know. It's very bumpy.
I do a little bit. So you drive next time and I'll sit in the back.
Yeah. It's bumpy.
I'll play around with the
TV and movies. Infotainment system, though, is spot on.
Is there stuff like just in, like on it already? Like,
there's no movies on it.
Oh, okay.
But it's easy to navigate, and I was listening to some Muse Supermassive Black Hole back there. So, okay. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I think if you like Discoveries, you'll like this. I don't think this would win you over if you're not a Land Rover fan.
Well, and I always sort of thought of the Discovery as sort of big, boxy, and sort of, you know, just a big practical box that you could drive anywhere.
Yeah.
I think this is probably less so.
Yeah. I hate this color.
The color's terrible. It's not brown or orange or any...
It's not copper. It's not brown. It's not orange.
One of those...
It's the same color as my poop from earlier.
Disco Stu likes disco music.
Yeah. Does Disco Stu drive a Discovery?
Probably not.
No.
I'm not sure he can afford it, can he?
Probably not. Not on a disco man salary.
Not on a disco man salary. Yeah. Really, what are you bringing in as far as doing disco for a living? You know what I mean? Especially these days. Oh, that's all that popular.
No, it's coming back, isn't it?
Is it?
The fuck if I know.
Everything comes around, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. The more I look at this, like, maybe it's just the look at the car is just making me very pukey, because I don't like this thing.
I don't like the accent colors, like where it says Discovery there.
Yeah.
Down on the bottom. I feel like that combined with the burnt orange really doesn't give it even, you know, all that good of a look. I think it had like a gray or black or like a dark blue or something. I'm not sure you'd hate it any less, but
it just doesn't look. I think there was two designers fighting over how they wanted the car to look,
and both of them
lost. Yeah. I gotta look more like a crossover. No, it needs to look more like a truck. No, crossover. You know what it is? That's the color of a Reese's Pieces or a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Already been eaten and pooped.
Yeah. Who's messaging you on the official Skype right foot down thing?
That would be Danny.
How's Danny doing? And then there's Ryan messaging something over there with some sort of gala thing.
Something.
Yeah. Where are you guys today?
He got glared at.
Yeah. Oh, Danny's here.
He's not.
What?
He doesn't know where we are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pee.
I feel like us allegedly trespassing and you trying to pee on their property may get us into more trouble. Bad, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And Josh always says it's going to be quick, but it's never quick when he's taking pictures.
Uh-uh.
Hey, I looked up Pontiac Aztec comment.
All right. So while we're sitting here waiting for Josh, poor guy, get a bit of a headache.
Must be my driving.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say it's not fantastic being back here. We're in a Dodge Durango SRT 8 at the moment.
So I think it's just SRT.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a hell of a shift.
Yeah. It only shifts when you tell it to shift, I guess.
What would you like in this vehicle, Tim? Is there anything else?
I maintain this may be the only badass three-row vehicle.
Yeah, it's, This is all-wheel drive as well, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Can we pull over somewhere? Or are you good?
Well, I'd like to,
set up the equipment. Yeah. When you go up here, there's the little lot on the left. I like how most of this podcast today is just going to be like, up here on the left, there's things to do. This is just a day in the life of film recording, I guess. Yeah. It's in track mode. Okay. I officially love Dodge again. It's an SRT. I keep wanting to call it the SRT8 Durango, but I guess it's just an SRT.
Just an SRT.
Yeah, with the 392.
Yep.
Yeah. Seven passengers, 475 horsepower. Brembo brakes. Thing is awesome. And matte gray. Well, not matte gray. What is this? A charcoal gray color?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need to haul around a whole bunch of kids in style, this is what you made for people who, whatever Vin Diesel says. If you live your mile, quarter mile at the time, and you're also not in the habit of pulling out the Dodge Durango SRT.
Or any sort of birth control.
Yeah.
Because there are other methods, you know that, right? I know. You didn't explain them.
Yeah. That explains the kid. Right. Yeah. And what's shocking is I thought the hood louvers were fake. Those are real.
No, they're real.
Those are,
you put your hand on it.
Yeah, I put my hand on it. That was real. Yeah. Classy looking car. You know, I do think you show up.
Everything's classy in Dodge, right?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Much better than the Disco. Sure. Well, no, it's dirty. You drive it.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's that?
It's a Honda. Of course you get a ticket. So we got Will Keaton of auditor.com/oversteer. How you doing? Well, it's fine. I wasn't recording anyway. So... We got Will. He's from auditor.com/oversteer. You can read more of his thoughts on auditor.com/oversteer.
For more of my thoughts.
You may have third. May have heard of some of the quirks and features of our little website.
If Auditor Oversteer did a podcast, it'd have to be called Quirks and Features.
Quirks and Features, eh?
Hello. That was actually my nickname in high school. Quirks and Features. So we're getting into...
T-Y-R-D.
It is, yep.
Okay. We're getting into the 350 horsepower front wheel drive car the moment it starts to rain.
Yep.
That seems about right.
That sounds like something we'd do.
Did you figure out what it takes to get into the Acura?
Act of God, which we are not capable of.
I was going to get out and let him in.
He actually doesn't do well in the backseat.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we. You get car sick, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. See, this is how it works in the automobile world.
Yeah, cool community.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. We got Will's getting into bed.
Lunch that we can eat on the back wing. There's a table back
there. Oh, I got it because there's like a table, but it's not a table. It's a spoiler. Funny.
Let's make a list of Hondas that come with tables in the back. Original CRV and Civic Type R.
Oh, he's funny because CRV comes with the actual table.
Yeah. Hey, I dare you to just run into it.
Want a race? We're 12.
The U.S. News and World Report people, off the record.
I'm recording this right now, just so you know.
Decided to be on the record.
So we're going to pause this real fast.
And I'm thinking, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. Where do you guys want to go?
McDonald's? Wait, no, we're in a Honda Civic Type R.
Yeah.
So where we need to go, we need to go to Taco Bell, right? Oh, you got a flat brim hat.
I think we need to like back into a spot somewhere and stand around.
Yeah, yeah. And we need to get the Taco Bell off the table on the back. Oh. That would have been.
So far from my backseat impressions, this car is actually.
Left.
Yeah, let's go left.
Yeah.
This car is actually quite composed.
Hmm. Yeah. Will's driving now, so he'll find a way to make it uncomposed.
No, I'm sitting right here. I uncomposed the
other Will. Too many Wills.
I uncomposed the Genesis on this turn earlier.
Yeah.
Got a little slow.
I want the Volvo. Come back.
Is that actually a car that you can drive?
Shh, I don't care. It's brown and it's a wagon. I want to drive it.
Is that GoPro recording in Will's face?
Yeah, it is.
And it's nice behind us.
Yeah, you can probably.
The two fastest Honda products.
Yeah.
Probably.
Just take it and move it that way. Or do that. Yeah, that works. I don't know, it's a GoPro. Oh, goodness. What do you... It makes the back go all bubbly.
Ooh, we should take it to AutoZone and see if they can fit a fart can on it.
That would be funny.
Well, I'd say it accelerates quite well, actually.
agree with you. What do you think about... Okay, so, again, this being a Honda Civic, the back seat, not too conducive for makeout sessions. You got this, like, plastic divider here.
Life finds a way.
Touché. I guess you could always fold down the seats. Ooh, and you got, like, the privacy screen from the back there. Like, the package tray cover. There we go. I like the way you think, Will. Only one way to find out.
To be fair, while my wife and I were dating, I drove a Jetta, and the back seat isn't that much bigger than this.
Mm. And how many kids you got?
None.
So you had enough room to pull out. Got it.
Off the record again.
You gotta tell me that before we start talking.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, goodness. Hi, Josh.
This guy over here is giving us such...
Hi, cool.
No, he's giving us a thumbs up. At first I thought he was like, what the hell is going on in that car?
Yeah.
I really thought he was giving us like a heavy side eye.
Yeah. You know, just four bros.
And that guy's looking at us too.
I think this is a 15-mile-per-hour ramp. Yep, it is. Nope, it is. Oh, nope, it's a 30-mile-per-hour ramp. Yep. Oh, goodness. Hmm.
These back seats are decidedly unsupportive.
Yeah. The front seats are a lot better than the Land Rover Discovery, though.
The Land Rover Discovery is called a Discovery, but it's not a Discovery.
No.
But I bet you it's still phenomenal off-road, because all Land Rover products are, except for the Freelander. They just,
yeah.
You know, it's not, the LR4 already had that disconnect, you know, I have seen LR4s though that have been like expeditionized, and they look awesome.
I love the whole expedition vehicle thing, I think it's pretty cool.
With like the ladders to the roof and roof racks and the,
you don't want that clutch in.
Wouldn't that be a tasty surprise?
Does it have hill assist? I can't imagine this car doesn't.
I don't think it just turned off.
Yeah, it's got start-stop, just like the RS.
Does it?
Yeah.
Start-stop in a manual, that's interesting.
The RS, I thought I broke it. Like, he was in the car with me last year, and he's like, are you breaking, Ike? Like, no. And you know how to drive manual?
The TTRS?
No, the Focus RS.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You could have made it.
This car is way better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I mean, I've heard everything from it being kind of terrible or not great to... let's say that again. I've heard it being disappointing up to... This is like the second coming.
So far, nothing has convinced me to take this over the Focus RS.
I mean, it's just...
Back seats are better. True.
Not even considering the fact that it's really ugly.
It's too much. It's just too much.
It is like someone in a flat brimmed hat designed it.
Oh, for me.
Yeah.
We off road now.
Yeah.
So the Focus will be going rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah.
Yeah.
Right,
a lot of backfire. Pop-pop-pop-pop-pop-pop-pop.
It definitely sounds Honda-y.
It does, yeah.
And then the wing though, what's going on with that? Is that just aero noise? Does it just get loud at some point? And by wing, I mean wings. Mm-hmm. Like we hit a certain speed and it goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, silence.
Silence, you fools. 66.
I don't. It's 66 pounds at 124.3 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
So people that buy this are gonna probably take that wing.
I think...
That thing vibrates like a motherfucker back there.
Guys that buy the STIs and the Evos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
If that wing has adjustable angle, give it the...
No.
I don't think it does.
No, that wing's hard on there. There's no way.
I think if you took it off, it would actually look kind of ridiculous. Maybe. No, maybe not.
It would look like all the other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's got the rev matching, yeah.
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 Sound like a
Yeah.
Oh.
I like the old shit handles. Look, well, you can hang your purse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
wee. Oh.
Is that what that's for? Or is that for, like, window shades?
That's for your purse.
That's for your purse?
Yeah. Well, this one's actually for, like, clothes hanger.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah. But like the other cars, they have like purse hangers. So that's been the theme of today. See, you're not with us all day, so you don't know this stuff.
Yeah.
Why are you with us now, by the way, Will?
Because you guys were in a Type R.
That's a
that's
good
fair.
Answer.
That's fair.
And I didn't feel like waiting anymore.
Have you driven the NSX?
No, not yet.
Yield on flashing red. You can go.
Okay. If you get in the NSX, you need to let me know.
I will.
I know you're Will, but will you?
Maybe.
Okay. I will. Yes, you will.
Guys, did you know this has an air channel that feeds air to the engine intake?
Pretty sure it does.
So that's what this sheet says.
Isn't that called an air intake?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, there's a horn channel. It's a hole for horn sound.
You know what? That's required by law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In certain states.
And they're advertising it.
Yeah.
Like true Hondas.
Right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We abide by all necessary laws. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that Honda will advertise backup cameras when every car on the road has a backup camera. Literally every car on the road has a backup camera.
Yeah. They will.
They will continue to advertise.
Oh, yeah. It says Type R when you get out in case you forgot. Like, what kind of car is this again? Type R. Oh, okay. Did you turn off that camera, Will?
Turn this off?
Yeah. Just hit the button on the bottom.
That sounds...
Yeah, that's... listen.
That's terrible.
What was that, $35,000 car making that noise? How much is this?
I think it's
33. That's...
Somewhere. There's an arrow and cooling sheet on it.
Alright, what do you want to say about this one? Are you guys going to argue a little bit about this here while we're
here? I hope you enjoyed our little fun Washington Auto Press Rally podcast. That was a little different than normal. The audio was a bit spotty and in and out. That's my bad. It's one of those things where... trying to do six things at once and still do the podcast. So hopefully it came out good. Let me know what you thought. We'll do more stuff like this. Make sure if you like what you heard, you tell friends, tell loved ones, coworkers, someone you think might enjoy listening to the show. And as for yourself, have a good night, have a good evening, wherever you are, whatever time it is there. Thank you so much for listening. Please. Be safe out there.